the outlier gentleman. Oh, yes, hello.
Welcome to my life. It's so fucking awful and stuff.
Put on your spontaneous hat. And also your spontaneous shorts.
Promiseapparel.com.
And we only had like fucking 3 butlers when I wanted 4.
Just gonna hold fast forward and gyrate. Disgusting. Also, continue.
That was really good. I'm great. How you doing?
So, Eric, I bet you're wondering why I called you here tonight.
May I?
Of course.
Allow me to sing the real intro. Tim. Hey, how's Batman?
So, there have been quite a few Batman movies over the years. You know, everything from Tim Burton's Batman movie, Adam West's Batman movie, the abortions that we don't talk about in the Joel Schumacher Batman movies. To me, the Batman was about a rung above the Joel Schumacher Batmans.
Oh, wow.
To say that Matt Reeves and whoever his other screenwriter was wrote the clunkiest goddamn script I've ever fucking seen in my entire life is an understatement.
Shots fired.
That movie had no coherent story, did not keep me any way, shape, or form engaged, and didn't get good until the last 40 minutes of the fucking movie. I was telling my wife today, I felt like the last 40 minutes where they apprehend Riddler, and then Batman goes to talk to him in the jail, I feel like that should have been the beginning of the movie, and they should have just moved that entire section to the beginning. I have never seen such a waste of talented actors like Paul Dano, of Robert Pattinson, of John Turturro, of, you know, fucking Colin Farrell. Wow, what a disappointment. And I'll give you my bullet points on that. Turturro did an excellent job on a bullshit story. Paul Dano was completely handicapped by a fucking stupid-ass script. And what I mean by that is, like, Kate and I were, like, I was even, you know, like, how you and I do, like, the, we're going to do a 10-minute writing sesh. I did that with Kate this morning. And this is what I came up with. So, throw out the bullshit Batman movie that they came out with. Oh, I forgot Jeffrey Wright, too. Throw out the bullshit Batman movie that they came out with. Show it like they did in the trailer. So let's say you open up with the scene where Riddler murders the mayor, right? Have him get arrested in the diner. Right after that. Have Batman go meet him in the fucking jail. Have Riddler fuck with him, because that's what Riddler does. And then do what he did with the fucking doppelgangers during the fucking Mayor Real speech. Cause chaos. Still have them go out and kill fucking, have them shoot Mayor Real, have them kill the commissioner, have them kill whoever you want them to fucking kill. Either do that, or fucking lock his ass up in Arkham or Blackgate, and then all of a sudden, first murder happens, where's Riddler, and it's some doppelganger in his cell. Instant money for me. No, no, no. You pull this bullshit based off the fucking Telltale games. Guess what, everybody? Matt, you sold us on this fucking thing where you're like, it's not a backstory. It's been done. No, that's exactly what it was. It was 2.5 hours of fucking backstory about how fucking Thomas Wayne is a piece of shit. How Thomas Wayne sucks. How the city of Gotham is corrupt. We all fucking have heard this before. Sorry. We've heard this song and dance. The best part of the movie was Dano's fucking monologue when he's in the fucking jail. And he's like, you don't know pain. We grew up poor. By the age of 12, we're all drop heads trying to get to fucking sleep at night. You wake up screaming because a rat's nibbling on your fingers. Why didn't you do that at the beginning of the movie? You do it at the end when it completely invalidates and fucking has no fucking bearing on anything. It's too late. It's too late at that point. Another thing. Zoe Kravitz made that movie almost fucking unwatchable.
Wow.
She's a fucking spoiled, whiny kid in the fucking movie. And the fucking part that just put it over the edge for me is when fucking Pattinson's talking to her about fucking Falcone. She's like, need that father! And I'm like, this is stupid. This is dumb.
Which was a storyline beat from Long Halloween.
Yeah. I'm not saying that by itself is what ruined it for me.
No, I just threw that out there because I don't know if you watched Long Halloween yet.
Yeah, no. Okay. But she... Sorry. I've never really been a fan of hers as an actress, and that movie just kind of proved it to me. She's not good. She should not be in a role like that. The other people that have played that role, like Anne Hathaway, Pfeiffer,
Eartha Kitt,
Julie Newmar, they should look at her and just be like, don't ever do that again. Don't ever play Catwoman again. Just say you died. Yeah, she made that movie almost unwatchable for me. And the worst part about it all is that movie was a lot like The Ninth Gate for me with Johnny Depp. When I originally watched The Ninth Gate, I watched it because it was, it's going to get better. 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 The end. It just... You know, I was talking about this. Another thing that they did, they just couldn't get right. They couldn't get out of their own fucking way with this movie. We were talking, you and I, one of our favorite parts in the Nolan Batman series is when Batman and Bane are fighting. There's no music. It's just hitting.
Oh, yeah.
This movie has a lot of music in places where it doesn't need it. And, like, one of the only good Batman parts in the movie is at the very end where Batman injects himself with something like, it looks like venom.
From what I've read, it's supposed to be adrenaline.
Yeah. But he injects himself with it, and he just fucking just starts beating the absolute piss out of this frickin' Riddler clone. And they take off the dude's mask, and Jeffrey Wright asks him, "Who are you?" And he's like, "I'm Vengeance." Why couldn't you do that at the beginning of the movie? If you did that at the beginning of the movie, talking about how Gotham has gone fucking crazy because the crime rates have gone up so high, fucking have the flood at the beginning of the movie. Gotham in complete and total chaos due to what the fucking Riddler did. Have that. But no. You had to go through this long, drawn-out shit wasting Paul Dano. Paul Dano did a fantastic job. And here's the thing. When you and I were talking about when the Batman was first announced, and they were saying that Paul Dano was going to be the Riddler, and I'm like, I have no fucking idea who this guy is.
Now you know who he is.
Yeah, you're like, he's the dude in There Will Be Blood. But, like, that entire prison monologue, and where he's fucking, Batman's talking about how he's going to be alone, and he freaks out. No, 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 that's not how this is supposed to be. That's Riddler. All that is Riddler.
I was kind of nervous when he started singing Ave Maria. I'm like, I don't know if Tim's going to like that.
That was one of the best fucking parts to me. When he starts singing Ave Maria to Batman, that's him taunting Batman. That's his entire existence. That's what he does. I am smarter than you, and I'm going to prove it. The riddles were okay, but they were very easily solved. It wasn't Riddler-level shit.
They're just to move the plot.
Yeah. You know, honestly, like, as much as I fucking hate... Well, I didn't hate Batman Forever, but it was a weak... It wasn't as bad as Batman and Robin.
The riddles were better, in your opinion?
The riddles were way fucking better. The riddles were way better. And I'm sorry, the fucking El Rata fucking whatever, the stool pigeon shit, you dragged that on for fucking ever in that goddamn movie.
Yeah, even Penguin was fucking, I'm like, well, you don't know how Blast Band, yeah, oh, motherfuckers. Yeah.
It's just... It was 2 hours, and, like, I know, like, you and I had talked about this, and you're like, it's a detective noir, and I was, like, trying to, like, see it from that perspective, but it just, it wasn't any good. You wasted Andy Serkis, you wasted fucking, and Andy Serkis wasn't even all that great in this movie. They fucking wasted him. You only had me, I could have been better to you, and it's like... I get that you have to live up to a high reputation when you have to fucking go after fucking Michael Caine and fucking Michael Goff and fucking Jeremy Irons. Like, I know that's a fucking big-ass mantle to carry. But the writing was poor. The writing was shit. And, like, I didn't want to believe it because Kate and I had to do it in, like, two parts because of how late I work. And it's a 3-hour goddamn movie.
Yeah.
So, Kate and I started, and we watched the first hour and a half. And, like, Kate was out within, like, the first 15 minutes. Kate was fucking done. She's like, this is fucking stupid. This is bullshit. And I'm like, you're just saying that because you don't like Pattinson. You kind of checked out of this movie before it even started. But, like, the longer it went on, I just felt myself more and more disinterested in what was going on.
More detached?
More detached. Just, there was nothing, it wasn't like Dark Knight where, like, everything, and I told Kate this, like, Dark Knight, anytime you saw Joker, you just felt fucking intense. You felt that knot in your stomach.
Laser focus.
Yeah. Because you had no idea what was going to happen.
I talked about that in part one. I never felt that.
Yeah.
Except when he's fighting those guys and he pumps the adrenaline. That was the only time where I sat up in the movie and I was like, Okay, oh, now we're getting somewhere. Oh, it's over already.
But, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, you should have put that part at the beginning of the movie.
Can I have a question?
Yeah.
When I was trying to sell you on the movie last episode, when I was telling you that it seemed very meticulously bit by bit pieced together in a 3-hour fucking, like, just long breadcrumb trail, do you feel that after watching it? Do you see that? Because for me, I wouldn't put, like, I Am Vengeance in the beginning and I Am Vengeance at the end. I see what they're trying to do, and they're trying to tell a long game type of story, making Batman go through all this different shit to realize what he has to do differently. That's what I took away from it. So I see what Matt Reeves is trying to do, but I like your idea where you put the confrontation in the beginning and Batman's trying to play catch-up. But I feel like with a movie with a younger Batman, kid's not smart enough for that shit. But you could really make something good out of that.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's Riddler's whole point. Is he's always got to be the guy that's 3 steps ahead.
Yeah.
Like, when they put him in jail, he's like, yep, I planted fucking bands all along the Gotham seawall. And right now, they're going to blow up. And they watch, you can watch Paul Dano, and he's fucking looking out the prison window, boom, and he's fucking saying boom while the bands are blowing up.
Fuck yeah.
Do that at the beginning. Do that at the beginning. The entire time, you're just watching this movie, and like, there's bits and pieces where it's like, okay, it might start getting good. You know, what does a liar do when he's dead? He lies still. Okay. Kind of creative, I'll give you that. But like, all of a sudden, it like kind of just...
Thumb drive.
Yeah. To me, like, Riddler's stuff is all going to interconnect. It's all going to meet somewhere. This movie, it was just kind of like, yeah, this dude pissed me off. So I'm going to put him in an unwinnable situation and he's dead.
Well, the interconnected thing, for me, the whole idea of leading Gordon and Batman to find the stool pigeon and bring him to the light for the gun to shoot him, that's what I feel like Matt Reeves is trying to do what you're saying, but he just took 3 fucking hours to do it versus 1.5 hours.
Right.
You cut out the Penguin, you switch shit around like you want, that could be a fucking badass 110-minute movie.
See, to me, that kind of a ploy is not Riddler-esque. That's more of the kind of thing that Penguin or the Joker would do.
Okay.
The Joker would be like, yeah, bring his ass out in the light, bam, dead. Riddler would be like, yeah, put him in this car that's totally unmarked. All of a sudden, boom, the car fucking explodes. Like, that would be more Riddler style. Like, the perfect one for Riddler, the perfect death for Riddler, was at the funeral with the fucking DA, where he had the bomb fucking collar to his neck, and he had the fucking phone on in his hand, taped to his hand, to speak to Batman. That was like the only thing that was very Riddler-esque. Because he wants to watch Batman squirm while he's trying to talk to this motherfucker. Because he wants to show off to Batman. He wants to show his intellectual superiority to him. And like the whole like blowing up fucking Alfred thing, see you in hell. The problem to me is Riddler feels very much like Joker. Yeah, do I not like Batman? I don't like the guy. But you know what? He's fun. Because I get to keep him around, I get to fuck with him. I get to prove to the world's greatest detective that I'm smarter than him.
And that's how Batman should earn that mantle, by beating Riddler at some point.
Right.
Do you feel like him... Like, do you feel like them leading the audience to think that Riddler knows his identity and then playing it off like, oh, he brushed it off? No, I never knew. Do you feel like that's a huge, unnecessary misdirect? He says, taking a huge swig of
Zevia. Like my throat got really dried out.
You've been ranting for like 15 minutes.
This show brought to you by Zevia. You want to lose weight and not die of a heart attack? Drink Zevia. Yeah, like, and Kate's like, you know, I was getting real mad. And she's like, why are you yelling? And I'm like, here's the thing.
Why are you yelling?
Here's the thing. I've been waiting, you know, since Batman Forever. And even in Batman Forever, Riddler wasn't, like, the villain. He wasn't the guy. It was him and Two-Face.
That don't count.
But this was, like, focus is on Riddler. Sure, it had Penguin in it. Didn't but, like, need, Penguin was, like, a B-roll.
Didn't need him.
Yeah. You definitely did not need Penguin. Or, like, yeah, he's fucking Carmine Fell. And that's the other thing. Is his name Falcone or Falcone? Because I always thought it was Carmine Falcone.
Me too.
Okay, because they kept calling him Falcone, and I'm like, that's really bothering me.
Get the Italian pronunciations right, people.
But as far as the acting went, like, a lot of people shit on Pattinson. Pattinson didn't do a terrible job for what he was given.
What did you think of the voiceover?
Not bad. Wasn't bad like Bale. I'm not wearing hockey pants. He wasn't bad. Circus. Great actor. Terrible position they put him in. Zoe Kravitz. You're going to cut her completely out of the fucking movie for all I give a shit. Same with Colin Farrell. Great job on the makeup. Great job.
The Batmobile scene was hot.
Yeah.
I like that.
John Turturro, God, they wasted him. He's such a phenomenal actor, and they just fucking...
He didn't really do much. He's like...
Wasted him on horse shit.
Hey, I know you're dead. Hey, you fucking... I'm gonna shoot you, Zoe Kravitz. Blah, blah.
Yeah. I'm gonna fucking strangle you, fucking Zoe Kravitz. It was just a lot of unnecessary... And that's I think, something that you and I talked about on the previous episode. Or maybe it was off the episode, and you and I were just talking, but... You did tell me there was a lot of filler. And the thing that Kate and I agreed on is they had about a 50-minute movie. And they stretched it to 3 hours. The last 40 minutes of the movie, even starting when they arrest Riddler, and they take out his wallet, and he's got the two separate IDs, and they're like, which one is it? And he just laughs. Fuck you, cops. I'm not going to fucking tell you. Get the fuck out of here. My name's fucking Santa Claus for all you fucking give a shit. Like, that was like when it was finally starting to shift into a gear where it was like, things are, like, you're starting to make sense, but it's just too little too late. It's too little too late. And then they get through the flood scene. The flood scene was okay. And then they get to, I don't know if it's Arkham, Blackgate, or whatever fucking prison Riddler's in at the end.
Arkham.
Is it Arkham?
Yeah.
So then he's fucking talking to, what is it,
Barry Keoghan.
And they definitely are trying to make it, you know, Barry Keoghan's the fucking, the Joker. And
I was not a fan of that.
I was not impressed. I was not impressed at all. And that's why when you were like, you know, it seems like you're going to try and do a sequel. Oh, yeah, they were definitely setting up to do a sequel. If they want to do a sequel, whatever, God bless, have fun, that's fine. You try and do it 3 hours again, no.
In an interesting way, I think that Joker scene was supposed to play towards the beginning. Kind of what you alluded to with the mm-hmm. with the Riddler, but I think that they're going to have Batman talk to the Joker in the beginning about the Riddler. Would that have made the movie better or no?
A little bit. I was laughing I asked Kate, I said, you know, Matt Reeves is kind of more the drama sci-fi director. He did a lot of the Cloverfield movies.
Planet of the Apes.
He did the Planet of the Apes movies. I said, how's the motherfucking guy that directed The Hangover make a better DC movie than you? Because Todd Phillips, the Joker, that fucking movie wipes the goddamn floor with the Batman. And the thing is like, Todd Phillips, like, knew when to cut it short. He could have fucking tried dragging that shit out like fucking Matt Reeves did. But Todd Phillips went, you know what? No, we're good. We fucking showed Arthur's descent into fucking madness. We're gonna leave it as he's in the fucking insane asylum, and then the movie's gonna end with him getting chased.
How sick would that have been if that Pattinson goes to talk to the Joker and it's fucking old Joaquin? Money.
Something. And that's the thing that you and I were talking about, I think, in the last episode, is that they're not tying the Batman into any of the other movies. So they're not going to do DC Dark with Joker. They're not going to do any of that stuff. They're missing. That's a huge, huge, huge miss for them.
Yeah, it's a missed opportunity.
And it's a big miss.
They've missed about three or four so far.
Yeah, that's a big miss. And now DC has been bought. I forget who bought them now. But they're like, we want more movies like Joker. They want more DC Dark movies.
Make them.
Because they're tired of getting the shit kicked out of them by fucking Marvel, dude. Marvel's beating the fuck out of them. Like freaking Moon Knight. Moon Knight, that show's fucking awesome, dude. I'm fucking on, what is it, episode 4?
You like it?
Yeah, dude. That show's fucking great. And like, there's another thing. A TV show is better than yours. And that's more shit you gotta write. Those are each hour-long episodes.
The way Moon Knight does it is interesting, though, because they introduce the powers and the character through his split personality.
Yep.
So you get glimpses of his power, but you don't really know what the fuck's going on. But you have that sort of, like, you know, blind person to lead you on. But it's not like, you know, a sidekick. Or, like, you know, the best friend. It's, like, the actual guy.
Yeah.
He just snaps, and all of a sudden, like, people are dead. He's like, oh, no!
Well, and that's, like, one of the coolest parts. I know we just kind of segued into Moon Knight, but, I mean, it's more of, like, a contrast between the two.
Big time.
But, like, Moon Knight, what's cool about that is, like, all of a sudden, it'll show Steven, and Steven will be in a fucking cabin, and he'll go, ch-ch-ch-ch, and it will start fluttering. And when he wakes up, like, he's fucking killing somebody. And all of a sudden, it's Mark. Like, it's just, and then he'll look into a fucking mirror and Steven will be talking to him. Or Mark will be talking to him, depending on which personality is dominant at that point.
Yeah.
But, like, that shit is creative. Moon Knight keeps you fucking into it. Ethan Hawke, even though he's not, like, fucking overtly fucking evil in that show. I mean, you know he's the villain. You know he is. But, like, he doesn't do anything. He's not in a fucking corner of a room going, I'm going to take over the world. He's just like, no. I'm gonna...
How do they introduce him? He puts glass in his shoes.
Yep.
I'm like, okay. Like, fuck it. Like, you can do so much without saying a word. And I like the shows that do that.
You and I have talked about this in the past. Subtlety. And that's the thing, is like DC, as of late, seems like they don't want or need to feel like they have to do things subtly. It's everything's got to be in your face. Check it out. This fucking dude's head just exploded.
Or we have Batman when he walks in the room and he's like, this is a crime scene. This is very important. Look at that. None of you fuckers are paying attention. What are you doing here? Get the fuck out of here, Batman.
Oh, God.
Fucking vigilante.
Fucking Martina get him fucking out of here. He's a fucking vigilante. I'm like, oh my God.
What'd you think of the scene in the police station when he punches Gordon and he has to fucking, like, run out? Did you like that?
It was good to show Batman and Jim's relationship. Where, like, Jim's like, yeah, you gotta fucking hit me. You gotta make it look convincing. Because if I just let you walk out of here, it's gonna fucking, I'm gonna get a fucking full-scale fucking riot on my hands. So, like, there were, like, and like I said, there was, like, flashes of, like, little bits of brilliance in the movie.
Strung along way too fucking far.
Right.
I did like the part when Pattinson's flying and they have, like, the GoPro cam. And he just, like, fucking eats shit on the traffic light and, like, crashes. He's like, ah. He's like a Peter Griffin, like, ah.
What's funny is Kate and I laughed about that because I looked at Kate and I said, well, if anything else doesn't happen in the movie, I'm like, at least you got to see Robert Pattinson eat shit. But, like, that's the thing that you and I talk about is, like, subtlety. They know how to be subtle. And I said, you know, they wanted this to be their Infinity War. And it wasn't. Because Infinity War, I think, was close to 3 hours, or it was 3 hours.
Infinity War, I could be wrong. I think Infinity War was 2 hours 50, and then Endgame was the one that was like 3 hours and 10 or some shit. Part 4.
But here's the thing. So Infinity War and Endgame, those movies were bad as fuck. Bad as fuck.
And they had 10 years of buildup.
Yeah. Batman, if here's my big problem. Hold on, let me take another fucking drink. Give me 1 second.
Xavier.
You can't see me, but I'm holding my hand under the can. Here's my big problem. Matt Reeves, when he was promoting this movie, he's like, it's not going to be an origin story. There's too many of those. It's just going to be Batman. And when I heard that, I went, okay, cool. I'm all right with that. We've seen Batman's origin stories, as he said, more times than I can fucking count. You know, whatever, you want fucking Joe Chill to kill him, Jack Napier, whoever, to kill the Waynes, and then he becomes Batman. Which, by the way, I've actually seen quite a few Jack Napiers, so I don't know if that's like a fucking recurring thing. Like, we have a lot of Batman fans out in the world today.
Yeah.
Where it's like fucking, they just want to name their kid Jack Napier because that's fucking one of the Jokers.
I wouldn't.
No. Jack, you lucky dick. But you say this isn't an origin story. And then you spend the entire fucking movie with Alfred and Bruce talking about Bruce's past with his dad, with his mom. And then Riddler having a beef against Bruce because did they ever overtly say that the reporter was related to Riddler?
No.
But it's just kind of insinuated that
it's implied. Question about that. Because you played the Telltale games.
Yes.
Now, how far off is the shitty Wayne backstory in the Telltale games compared to The Batman, where Thomas basically is willing to arrange a murder to protect his wife's public image?
Well, in the Telltale games, Oz actually has the beef with the Wayne family. And that's because in the Telltale games, the Cobblepots were an affluent family that rivaled the Waynes. Thomas Wayne had Oz's mother put into Arkham.
Really?
And he gaslit her and fucking drugged her ass to make it look like she was nuts. Yeah, that storyline was fucking great.
Now that I know.
Yeah.
That part.
Yeah.
This kind of feels like super derivative of the Telltale. Yeah.
In this movie, they're like, Martha is the fucking, she's the scumbag.
And she's in Arkham.
Yeah, she was locked up in Arkham a couple times.
No, but like the families, the Waynes and the Arkhams.
Yep.
So, okay, they just replaced Cobblepots with Arkhams. Well, fuck, if you wanted to just put Penguin in the movie, just fucking take the Telltale shit and put Colin Farrell in the motherfucker.
That would have made more sense.
Yeah.
Have Oz and Riddler... See, and that's the other thing. Have Riddler be locked up on the inside. Have Oz run all the shit for him on the outside.
That would have been sick.
And then they fucking...
We're booking a better movie right now.
Yeah, when they fucking had... When they confront Oz about it, he's like, yeah, my family was fucking rich, and Thomas Wayne is a fuckhead, and he ruined my fucking family's reputation.
Now look at me now.
Look at me now. I'm the head of a fucking family.
Where's Bruce Wayne? Now I'm running the city. I'm making it better every day. Where's Bruce Wayne at? All of a sudden, fucking, that's when the Wayne Tower fucking blows up.
Yep.
We're already booking a better movie right now.
If that would have happened, instant money. I would have thrown my fucking, thrown my wallet at the fucking screen. It's just, it was, I wanted it to be better. I really wanted it to be better.
I'm glad you like Paul Dano.
Paul Dano fucking killed it. Paul Dano killed it. And I know you said you were worried about the whole Ave Maria thing, but I thought that was great.
I'm glad.
Because Batman is trying to get information out of him, and he's just singing Ave Maria to him. It's a big middle finger to him. And that's what he should have been doing the entire movie to Batman. I'm not telling you fucking anything, because fuck you.
You gotta figure this shit out.
You gotta figure this shit out yourself. And it would be, you're the world's greatest detective. You need to figure it out. I can only show you the door. You have to walk through it yourself. But it was just, Paul Dano was like the only person that showed up. Everybody else tried. But I think Mark Reeves should be fucking ashamed of himself for this fucking shit.
Matt Reeves,
Mark Reeves, fucking Chinese, old knees, Japanese, look at these fucking...
Oh, hi, Mark.
Oh, hi, Mark.
Real quick, something I alluded to in part one, thing I really did like about The Batman, which I think Nolan and other directors did not do, the scene after the flood, when he's helping the lady on the gurney in the daytime with the cops and the firefighters, and she's like holding Batman's hand. I thought that 10-second part was the fucking core of this movie. I have not seen Batman do that like that. Like a fucking like crisis situation. I was like, that right there just saved this movie from being at least 2 stars in my book.
Allow me to retort and say... Again.
Shut up, Eric.
No. I think last episode you had said that you like it when we have kind of a dichotomy between the two of us.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, for me, that would have been more powerful at the beginning of the fucking movie. So allow me to rewrite this for you.
Sure.
Flood happens. That scene happens. Bruce gets something awoken within him. Empathy, sympathy, whatever the fuck you want to call it. Vengeance. Then he goes to the jail, has his little fucking freak out moment where he's fucking trying to break the glass with his fucking forearm. Riddler the entire time singing Ave Maria in his fucking face. You're giving him emotional fucking bullets to throw at fucking Dano. But no. You throw all this shit that could make Batman a better character, stronger character, more emotional. You're throwing all of this at the end of the movie. You're throwing all of it at the end of the movie. And the reason why you're doing that is because you want to make a sequel. And you want to kind of do what Nolan did from Batman Begins to Dark Knight. The problem is you didn't have anything to carry you from that movie to the next.
Yeah.
Batman Begins, probably the weakest in the trilogy, in my opinion. Still a great movie. Liam Neeson, Ra's al Ghul, you know, fucking all that shit.
Nolan had logical push-off points.
Right.
Where do you take this Batman from here?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, okay, so let's say the Joker busts out. What is he going to do to fuck with Pattinson in a way that's different from what the Riddler did? Like,
how do you make this Joker different? You have done the Joker so many times now.
Yeah, I wouldn't even touch... If I was Matt Reeves, I wouldn't even fucking touch Joker.
I would leave Joker the fuck alone.
Especially after Joaquin. Like, how the fuck are you going to touch that?
Yeah, Joaquin was fucking blessing because after what happened with Jared Leto, yeesh, people are very fucking leery about anybody playing Joker now. The Snyder Cut kind of redeemed it a little bit.
A little bit.
But I would leave, if you're going to do a sequel to the Batman, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
Go. Who would you pick as the villain?
You're going to have to go abstract. You'll have to go abstract. If at the very least, you might want to go maybe with one of the female rogue gallery. Not Harley Quinn. That's already been done.
Yeah, you can't do Ra's al Ghul because this Batman is so grounded in reality. Like, he's not a ninja like fucking Bale. You can't have Ra's al Ghul. Maybe you can do fucking Azrael and have like a religious fucking samurai going around Gotham cutting dudes' heads off and they fight in like a fucking like rain-soaked church like the Crow and shit. I don't know.
But this is, I mean, if you want to keep the dark subject matter, fine. But yeah, it's going to have to be, you're going to have to go off the grid. Maybe you could do like Batman animated series like Mr. Freeze where it's like he's terrifying. Just going to go around in the fucking, you know, the snow globe fucking helmet.
Big robot.
The red eyes. Yeah, like,
that would be bad as fuck.
Right. Like if you want to go that route, that's fine. Don't fucking do goofy shit like with Arnold Schwarzenegger. No puns.
No.
You wanted him to be terrifying. You want him to be like a Richard O'Brien looking motherfucker. Like, you want him to just be skinny as a rail, bald. Looks like either that. Give me just a second. Because I'm thinking about something right now.
Yeah, like, think about, okay. What about, so you have, like, Pattinson and then, like, the Mr. Freeze. If they base Mr. Freeze off the animated series, like, he's got the snow globe. And then his fucking helmet looks like a snow globe. That would be bad as fuck. And he, like, takes Pattinson and fucking throws him through a wall and shit. Yeah, man. Who you got? You got to get, like, a big 7-foot motherfucker.
Well, you could either do that. The other thing I was thinking is you could probably, you might be able, but this is a stretch.
Scarecrow?
I don't think you're beating Cillian Murphy for Scarecrow.
Yeah, that's true.
Cillian Murphy just did such a great job. I just don't think you're going to beat him out. Hugo Strange. You want to bust out Dano? Cool. Go with Hugo Strange and Dano.
Who would you get as Hugo?
You know what? I know this is going to be kind of unpopular, but
boo!
In the Gotham series, B.D. Wong played Hugo Strange. And I thought he actually did a pretty decent job.
Huh. That's a weird casting. Yeah, fuck it.
Either that, or, like I said, you're going to have to go off the grid. So, like, Clayface or some shit. You know what I mean?
Clayface, though.
Yeah. You can't do, because you can't go with fucking, you can't do Joker. Because Joker's already been done. Joker's, if you try and cast somebody as Joker, they're going to immediately put the motherfucker under a microscope. They're going to put him under a microscope, and if he does not live up to fucking Ledger for a minute...
Barry Keoghan, that's the dude from Eternals. When I realized it was dude from Eternals, I was like, fuck this.
Yeah.
And then when you watch that deleted scene, he's doing like the mouth movements like Heath. I'm like, bro, you're already done.
He's trying to sound like Heath.
You're done. We're done here.
Yeah.
We're done. Sorry, dude.
Chasing cars. It's like, leave Heath alone.
You know what they could do?
What's that?
They could do the fucking mutant game. like the big mohawk fucking guy from Dark Knight Returns. They fight in the mud and shit. That would be sick.
It's gonna have, like I said, it's gonna have to be something completely abstract.
Batman, I eat you. We slice and dice. Fucking, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. Yeah, dude, that would be
cool. It would have to be something very abstract, because trying to do anything that's like popular Batman,
they're gonna shit on it.
They're gonna shit on immediately. I would say, like, try and do, my personal recommendation or take would say, do like a Hugo. Do a Hugo. And then if you want to throw some of the rogues gallery at Batman, you can.
Maybe Hush. You could do Hush.
Yeah, you could do like Hush. You could do, you could even do like some of the fucking like really, you know, obscure shit. You could fucking, you could say, you know, Gotham's just completely gone insane and fucking throw like Mad Hatter, Calendar Man, like fucking crazy shit. If you have like a Hugo, and like Hugo just goes fucking nuts and just fucking opens all the fucking cell doors to fucking Arkham. But Matt, if you're gonna fucking do a sequel, it's gonna have to be big. Like, and not 3 fucking hours big. That's not what I mean.
Should probably hire some Marvel writers, like the Russo brothers.
Something.
Just to kind of spice that shit up.
Cause... Do not try and write it yourself. You and your writing partner just fucked it up on this one.
I feel like, you know, what DC tries to do, like, they're, like, they don't, they purposely try not to do snappy, fast-moving plots like Marvel does. But, like, the slow burn thing, you gotta be really fucking good at that.
You have to be good at it. And that's the problem. Because, like, Matt Reeves, still getting self-conscious about it because I keep calling him Mark.
Matt.
You and I hang out a lot. But, like, when he writes shit like 10 Cloverfield Lane, the Cloverfield movies, like, it's just very kind of, it's kind of hard-hitting and fast.
Batman could have used that.
Yeah. This, he was trying to go for slow burn, and he just cannot write that way. With Joker, I don't know who did the screenwriting for Joker. I'll have to look that up here in a minute, but whoever did the screenwriting for Joker did it right. You had the retro feel. You just kind of let Joaquin just be kind of fucking goofy and aloof.
The movie carries you. It fucking carries
you. It carries you. It carries you through it. De Niro, and I swear to God, if I hear one more motherfucker say it's like the King of Comedy, I'm going to smack somebody.
They came out and blatantly said it was inspired by the King of Comedy, so that's fine.
Yeah.
But, you know.
It's the King of Comedy. I'm going to fucking hit you. Stop it. Anyway, the Joker was as good because, and the thing is that the Joker didn't even have nearly of the amount of star power that the fucking Batman did. You had Joaquin, you had Zazie Beetz, you had fucking Robert De Niro, Marc Maron, who only people like you and I are gonna fucking know who Marc Maron is. Fucking one of the biggest sarcastic fucking assholes in Hollywood outside of fucking Larry David. Who's the lady from 6 Feet Under? Why can't I remember her name?
Frances Conroy.
Yes, the mother.
She's a real fucking good actress.
Oh, fuck yeah. She was awesome in fucking 6 Feet Under. Come on, get the fuck out of here. Which, underrated show. Underrated as fuck show. That was like Michael C. Hall and fucking Richard Jenkins, just fucking great show. Anyway, I'm going off on tangents, but Joker was just such a great movie with less star power, with a director that you just weren't expecting that stuff with. And, like, with Joker, you and I had talked about this, like, when it was coming out, we would wax and wane with every single trailer that would come out.
I was terrified.
Yeah.
I was going to hate this movie. And then when I watched it, I was like,
yeah.
Like,
well, you immediately,
my hands were gripping the fucking armrest.
You got out of the theater. You got out of the theater and you're like, bro, I need to call you.
I'm shopping. I have to talk while I'm shopping and buying apple juice.
Is everything okay? Yes, I just need to talk to you about
shit is going down right now. Mentally, creatively, shit is happening.
But like, it was just, it was way better. It was way less time. It just, Todd Phillips, like, even that, the main thing that put me over the edge of wanting to watch the movie was the screen test that they put out on YouTube, and it was showing
him smiling.
Him smiling. It was the fucking, all it was just a screen test.
With that Guess Who song. They were playing
the Guess Who laughing in the background.
Fucking terrifying.
And, like, it would show, like, the old school, like, light shows. It would show him, like, dancing on himself.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, this movie might be redeemable. I watched that movie, and I looked at my wife, and I'm like, holy shit, that movie was incredible.
This is probably one of the best DC movies.
Yeah. And Kate looked at me, and she goes, I just felt so bad for him the entire movie.
Yeah.
She's like, every time he'd start that laughing fit, she's like, I just wanted to walk up to him and just hug him. I'm like, that's the shit. That's the shit, man. When you're...
That intensity, like, there was nothing in the Batman that compelled me.
Yeah.
Paul Dano tried so hard. I mentioned that already. Yeah. Paul Dano tried really fucking hard. But there was just nothing that... There was nothing in that carried me.
Even the whole thing with Selena and her girlfriend, that Annika. Like, they really tried to drive it home when that Annika, like, was recording... The shit that was going on with Falcone and the fucking corrupt cop. And you could hear her getting murdered on the phone.
Which they would never play on a live fucking news
podcast. No fucking way.
Jesus Christ, dude.
No way. The FCC would be knocking on the fucking... The department fucking... Or the studio manager's door like, hey, how's it going?
Let's talk.
Here's a fucking $50,000 fine.
Smooches.
Kisses. But yeah, there would be no way. They would show like little bits and pieces. Fucking even Dateline doesn't show that shit. At Dateline, Kate watches that show all the time and they'll be like, he was fucking bludgeoned to death fucking 30 times in his bed. And it's like, great, I'm gonna sleep fucking awesome tonight.
Here's a still. Fucking like mid swing. Like, no!
But like, to me, it was a big miss. It was a big missed opportunity. I was very upset and angry.
How would you rate it? 1 star? 2 stars?
1.5.
Probably. 1.5, wow.
1.5.
Hardcore.
So, allow me, you said you didn't read any of my messages today. You just kind of skimmed.
I didn't want to spoil for the pot.
So, allow me to read you some of the messages I sent you today.
May I read aloud for the audience my true thoughts?
I said, I began with, this movie is a grind. I hate to say it, but it's probably one of the weakest. I said, we will discuss this evening. Big swing and a miss with the Riddler character. Zoe's probably the most annoying out of everyone. I hate to say it. Oh man, I'm so geared for this podcast. Get ready for the tidal wave, bro.
It's swimming in it right now.
It's like they did this movie backwards. It didn't get any good until the last 40 minutes. Paul Dano was so fucking wasted. What a waste of talent.
I really like your idea of swapping the scenes, though. Like, I really, the more I think about it, now that you said that, that shit would be hot. Because if he was trying to do a David Fincher type of movie, you do, you know, the inverse of fucking Seven. You have John Doe caught at the beginning, and he's like, I did something. You don't know what that is. And you got 3 days to find out. And that's your fucking movie. You know what I'm saying?
If they would have done that, I told Kate, I said, if they would have done that at the beginning of the movie, I'm like, I would have had an erect penis throughout the entire fucking 3 hours.
The remote would be floating.
But like,
Because you could still do the vengeance at the beginning, the vengeance at the end, the full circle, the 3 days of fucking rage, punch, everybody. And all of a sudden, he's like, oh, fuck. And yeah, you could still do the hope spot at the end. Fuck, dude, that would be hot.
I told Kate, I said, you could even do some law-abiding citizen shit.
Yeah.
Have him run the shit from the fucking prison. And then at the end, if you want to fucking do boss battle Final Fantasy fucking 10 shit, have him fucking break out. Have him break out somehow at the end. Have him Batman versus fucking Riddler. Have Riddler get the shit kicked out of him by Batman. He goes right back into fucking Arkham. Do your fucking bullshit with him and the fucking Joker if you want. Whatever.
Plus, if they really are going to do an Arkham TV show on HBO Max, like they're doing with Peacemaker after Suicide Squad.
Which Peacemaker was fucking... Peacemaker's great.
I gotta watch it still. But the John Cena dance number is awesome.
Yes.
You could set it up to where by the time the Batman ends, all the prisoners fucking get busted out.
Yep.
So, man, you could set up a show. You have just shit going forward, like a vision, a plan. A lot of times with these movies, they don't have like a plan.
Do I look like a guy that has a plan?
You know what I mean? They're just, let's just make a 3-hour movie so I can try to get an Oscar. Like, maybe that's what dude's motivation was. I don't know.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, at least James Gunn, when he made Suicide Squad, he had plans for after that with Peacemaker. And Peacemaker's fucking... Dude, I want you to watch that show at some point, because Peacemaker's great. Peacemaker is funny. John Cena's just a fucking... Just complete, total fucking boob. And it's great. He's got a fucking pet eagle name. It's Eagly, I think, is the fucking eagle's name.
I'm sold.
His dad's played by Robert Patrick. He's like a fucking old fucking xenophobe.
The T-1000?
Yes.
Fuck, I'm watching this tonight.
He fucking goes home, he goes out to the garage, the fucking eagle's hugging him. He's like, Dad, go get the camera, the eagle's hugging me. Like, it's like, it's stupid shit. It's stupid funny shit. But James Gunn, like, definitely had an A+ there. Matt Reeves just didn't fucking plan ahead. He just went, 3-hour movie.
Let me have my weird detective novel
come
to life, maybe. That's what he was thinking, and it's like, I don't know, dude. Like, when I saw it on HBO Max, I was thinking, like, do I want to watch it again? And a part of me was like, no, I think I'm good. I think I'm good. And that never happens. Like, I'll watch a Batman movie till I got it memorized. But this one, I'm like, no, I think I'm good on this one. I think I'm sold.
It's not like Nolan where you fucking want to watch it ad nauseum. It's not like Burton where you want to watch it ad nauseum. You know, this one was, I watched it once and I was done. I will never watch that movie again.
Yeah.
It's a wrap. And like I said, it's a shame because Paul Dano was a great Riddler. If he had a better director, if fucking Nolan came back and he's like, I'll do Batman one more time, and he had fucking Dano as Riddler, I would fucking throw my entire bank account at the screen.
Fuck yeah.
You know, there was rumors before he died that Nolan, for Dark Knight, it was going to be fucking Ledger's Joker and Robin Williams as Riddler. And I would have fucking died. I would have died if that would have happened.
Damn.
But unfortunately, Robin committed suicide before that happened. But could you imagine? Could you imagine fucking Heath and Robin Williams as the villains in a fucking Batman movie?
I cannot imagine that.
That shit would just be fucking bonkers. Oh my God.